What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us from the Jamestown Regional Medical Center, we have members of the OBGYN team. We have Dr. Emily Stromquist and Mackenzie Breitbach. And from the JRMC marketing team, we have Katie Ryan Anderson. And Katie, Mackenzie, and Emily, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all so much for joining us today on Let's Talk About It. Excited to talk about this event. And really, the whole reason we're talking about it is because sometimes it can be uncomfortable to talk about it. We're talking Kegels and Cocktails coming up here on May 10th. The Jamestown Regional Medical Center is putting this on. And Dr. Stromquist, there may be some listeners out there. What in the world is a Kegel and why should we be talking about it?
Sure. So a Kegel is a certain exercise designed to help strengthen the pelvic floor. So it's a common thing that we talk about when women are suffering from urinary incontinence or a mild prolapse. So that, in addition to many other things, will be covered at Kegels and Cocktails.
And so when it comes to those exercises and strengthening that pelvic floor, is that something that can cause some future issues down the line if we're kind of putting that on the back burner and not focusing on that?
Certainly. So, you know, when it comes to the urinary incontinence, that's a big quality of life issue. So there's the Kegels are a very easy exercise that can be done to help alleviate that. But when it comes to prolapse, a lot of women, unfortunately, a lot of women don't really know it's even happening until they're like, something's coming out of there. So when it's in its milder stages, Kegels and other pelvic floor exercises can help prevent it from worsening. So,
and I'm always a big fan of proactive, not reactive. And that's kind of the whole goal of things like this too. So Kegels and Cocktails is coming up here on May 10th. Dr. Greg McAdoo from the OBGYN team and nurse practitioner Mackenzie Breitbach, who's here as well, will be presenting some information, having some fun. I guess, Mackenzie, if you wouldn't mind kind of sharing, are we going to be walking through exercises? Is it more of like a discussion? Like, what are we going to be doing at this event when it comes up here on May 10th?
So we're hoping to have a discussion with the people that choose to attend. Dr. McAdoo will be doing a presentation, answering some questions. We're going to talk about other members of the team, including our new urologist that'll be starting, Dr. Williams, and then the pelvic floor team that we have pelvic floor therapy at JRMC that we offer. That team will also be present. So we're hoping it'll be a discussion, time for people to learn, ask questions about anything they may be too embarrassed to. Katie had mentioned that the patients or the people attending, they can write in if they have something to our Facebook page, if they would prefer not to ask it, or was there going to be?
Email it.
Yeah, email.
Yeah, you can email info@jrmcnd.com, and I'll ask that question on an individual's behalf in case they're not feeling up to it, which I understand.
Katie Ryan Anderson, Mackenzie Breitbach, and Dr. Emily Stromquist here on Let's Talk About It. Katie, we had a great discussion beforehand too. Just knowing that this care is local and names and people and faces like Mackenzie's, being comfortable being able to talk about that, because this can be a hard thing to talk about it, especially in our area, but we want people to know that it's available here.
Yes. What we noticed when we were without an OBGYN for a few years is people either had to travel for care, which can be a barrier and a burden, or a lot of people just didn't seek it out. They just lived with it and kind of like bear through it, which is unfortunate because not only are you in pain physically, but you might be in mental pain too, or your relationships might suffer, or your how you can do your best at your job might suffer. And so we really want people to understand that this care is right here. It's amazing. It's close to home. And it's coming from people who are culturally competent. So Dr. Stromquist is from Minnesota. Dr. McAdoo grew up in Williston. Mackenzie's local. She grew up in Little Guelph, which is by Oaks. She's a UJ grad. These are people that understand certainly the clinical side of this kind of care and also the cultural side of people in North Dakota who just like wait till they need some real fixin', for lack of better words, to come in for care. And we're here for you. And I don't want to speak for you, but the word on the street is usually like, come in, like, don't wait. The earlier you come in, the more options you have, and the higher rate of success of those treatment options.
And just the JRMC and the team going out of their way to host events like this. Again, Kegels and Cocktails on May 10th. This is going to be at the Jamestown Arts Center, the social at 5:15, presentation at 6. And Katie, like you said, people can send questions in ahead of time if they're going to be participating in case they don't want to ask those or get up and stand in front of anybody. But this is a great chance to get that access, direct information from these individuals.
Yeah, when you don't have access to physicians and providers, sometimes you Google it, which is great. You might get an answer, but is it the right answer? Is it the right answer for you? Well, this is the opportunity to ask those questions and get it from someone who is a professional who has experience in this kind of care and can offer an answer that's unique to the individual asking it.
And from people we know, people who are local.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Katie, if people have questions, you are asking them to RSVP. It's free, but it kind of helps with the headcount.
Yeah. We haven't, JRMC hasn't done events like this in so long. And oh my gosh, does it feel good? It's so rewarding to be back out in the public. That if people are willing to pre-register just so we have an accurate headcount so I can order enough food and appetizers. But certainly if you just want to walk in that day, we welcome you as well.
JRMCND.com/Kegels or call 701-952-4795 for this event on May 10th at the Jamestown Arts Center. And anything else come to mind? Anything else you want to mention? Not just this event, but maybe just reaching out to the JRMC and asking questions that way too.
Yes. One thing, and I just learned it yesterday, so breaking news. Mackenzie mentioned our awesome pelvic floor therapy team. And so when people have issues with pelvic floor or maybe urinary continence, or they just have some pain, sometimes pelvic floor therapy is an option for them. However, pelvic floor therapy is very different and very customized to that individual. And so if you're just not sure if that's something that is the right fit for you, you can absolutely schedule a free screening. And that team will just have a conversation with you to say, okay, based on what I hear, we would recommend you see your primary care provider. We'd recommend you see the urologist. Or we recommend you see the OBGYN team. Or why don't we have you do an evaluation? And so it's no cost. It's just a way to understand your options better and to make sure you go to the right place at the right time before you go to, you know, multiple different providers and not sure if you get the answer that you're looking for.
Perfect. So again, events like this, Kegels and Cocktails on May 10th, great way to get more information, reaching out to the JRMC, asking them, where can I go to get more info, or what should I do? What's my next steps? And with that, Katie, Mackenzie, and Dr. Stromquist, thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank
Let's
you,
talk.
You.